From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his music, Harriet Hilliard, and Wonderful Smith. Smokers, the old phrase, seeing is believing, is especially true in judging which cigarette is best. And you can see the difference. You can see the superiority of Raleigh cigarettes with your very eyes. Compare the open ends of a pack of Raleighs with any other brand. You'll see that the tobacco in Raleighs is brighter, unmistakably more golden in color. Experts will tell you these golden tobaccos are choicer, more expensive, more sought after by professional tobacco buyers. And into the exclusive Raleigh blend go 31 of these superior golden tobaccos, each selected for the distinctive flavor it contributes. No other cigarette is blended with more care. No other cigarette gives you Raleigh's richness, smoothness, mildness. Raleigh cigarettes give you valuable coupons, too, redeemable for over 70 luxury premiums, including United States defense stamps. Look into Raleigh's, ladies and gentlemen. Your own eyes will give you proof beyond a dispute that it pays in many ways to get the pack with a coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. And his orchestra playing Liza. And now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's newest young comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Truman.
Hi, old Red. Say, Red, I saw your picture on the front of Movie and Radio Guide, didn't I?
Yeah, did you see that, Brad?
Well, say, tell me, why did they use a picture like that?
What do you mean?
You holding two pieces of bread to Bill Thompson's head and him with a cup of coffee.
Well, that was the last picture that was taken of bread with butter on it and coffee with sugar in it.
Well, say, Red, I'm having a little trouble with this new daylight savings.
Yeah?
Tonight. Yeah, tell me, did you remember to set your clock ahead?
Yeah, I set the clock ahead, all right, but I'm having a tough time setting myself ahead. My stomach has been grumbling all week, you know? Hey, did you hear what happened?
No.
They forgot to change the clocks at Camp Roberts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, the bugler overslept, and it's the first time the Army had breakfast in bed.
Red, the government says by setting the time ahead, we'll save 500,000 kilowatt hours of electricity.
Oh, yeah? Well, all I know is I got my bill today and it went up 60 cents. How are you, Harriet?
Hello, Red. So I've been wondering, Red, just what does this daylight saving time mean anyway?
Well, it means let's try to figure out what time it is in Chicago and go nuts.
I almost went nuts once.
You did, Ozzie? How was that, huh?
Well, I still haven't figured out whether to put the clock forward or backward.
Well, that depends on whether you're coming or going.
I haven't figured that out either.
Well, you know something? My objection to daylight savings is that I don't know when to get up in the morning.
Well, that's easy, True. You just look outside, and if it's darker than it was when you went to bed, it's time to get up. You know, for the whole week, I've been so sleepy of a morning, my eyes had to open me. I wish they'd hurry up about it, too. Say, you know, but I like the daylight saving time. It means another hour of sunshine.
Uh-huh.
Just think, another hour of sunshine for California. Altogether, that makes one.
Oh, well, it'll do people good to get up earlier and start squeezing their orange juice.
Yes, but think of the chickens.
I laid a big egg once.
You did, Ozzie?
Yeah, it was at a party. They laughed when I sat down at the piano.
What was the matter? No talent?
No stool.
You know, the farmers are the guy who really don't like the daylight saving.
Is it really bad for them, Red?
Sure. One farmer I knew set his clock backwards instead of forward.
Oh, what happened?
Well, the cow was right on schedule, and he was caught with his without his pails down.
Oh. I was almost caught, too.
Say, Red, do you know what this longer day is going to mean to California motorists?
Yeah, an extra hour to run down pedestrians.
Well, there's been no accident on Hollywood Boulevard since the new time started.
Well, that's only natural, Harriet. The drivers are too sleepy to open their eyes and aim.
Big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas, prairie sky is wide and high. Deep in the heart of Texas, the sage in bloom is like perfume. Deep in the heart of Texas, reminds me of the one I love. Deep in the heart of Texas,
the coyotes wail along the trail. Deep in the heart of Texas, the rabbits rush around the brush. Deep in the heart of Texas, the cowboys cry, ki-yip-fi-yi. Deep in the heart of Texas, the dogies bawl and bawl and bawl. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Now here's a big Texan here. Let's all listen to what he has to say.
If they have the dough, there's just one place I'd go. To Minneapolis, Minnesota. With songs and jokes and fine Swedish folks. In Minneapolis, Minnesota. With my Olga sweet and fair. I hope she's waiting there. In Minneapolis, Minnesota. It's wonderful and how. I think I'll go there now. To Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Of Texas, sung by Ozzie, Harriet, and Bernie Jones, and very good, too. Say, Harriet, since we have so many of the boys from the Army and the Navy in our audience tonight, what do you say? Let's show the folks listening in how we think Army camps are run and some of the things that happen. First, we have the tough sergeant from Texas, Sergeant Deadeye, who is just waking up.
In the wrong camp. Oh, boy, what a night, what a night.
What happened last night, Sergeant Deadeye?
Well, I went to town on a furlough, and I come running out of that bar and leaped about 6 feet in the air and lit flat on my back.
Well, why did you do that?
I could have swore I saw my horse standing there. Hey, you were supposed to be in camp last night at 11 o'clock, and you were out with a girl. How did that happen, hmm?
Well, I was standing on the corner minding my own business.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden, this gal walks by and starts to flirt with me.
She flirts with you?
Yeah, she winked, then dropped her bottle of gin.
Hello, Sergeant. Sorry I'm late.
Well, Private O'Reuben, booting your coat, huh?
Booting me me, Court. You must have been listening to Fibber McGee, too. Yeah. Sergeant, I'm sorry I'm late. My grandmother came to see me, and I just had to say goodbye.
Yeah?
You know my poor old white-haired grandmother.
Yeah. We'll wipe the lipstick off and get in line. Say, Private Reuben, you're supposed to be with the mechanized division. Can you take a motor apart?
Oh, better than that, sir. I once took apart the Chattanooga Choo-Choo.
You took the Chattanooga Choo-Choo apart? Did you put it together again? I say, did you put it together again? Answer me, will you?
Well, if you want to go anywhere, you better take the Glendale bus.
Well, it's about time for inspection, boy.
Hey, Sergeant Detta, I can't find my gun.
Well, it must be around here somewhere.
I found it.
Now, help me find my eyebrows, will you? All right, attention, men. Hey, wonderful. Stick out your chest and pull in your stomach.
I can't, sir. You see my pants.
Say, pull in your stomach.
Yes, sir.
Mighty pretty shorts you're wearing. You better pull them up. The folks might think this is the Fred Allen show. Say, does your feet hurt?
No, sir.
Then what'd you cut the toes out of your shoes for?
I didn't. I spilled a cup of G.I. coffee on my foot.
All right, boys, we're going to have a little exercise now. Right leg up, right leg down. Left leg up, left leg down. Right leg up, left leg up. You know, if I wasn't a sergeant, I'd have swore I made a mistake. Look, Smith, before you go on sentry duty tonight, I want you to turn down my bed and haul that trash away and rinse out a few things for me, will you?
This is a two-man army. MacArthur and me doing all the work.
All right, company dismissed.
Pardon me, sir. Here's a package just come for Private Wonderful Smith.
Oh, boy, that's from home.
Oh, from home, huh? Look, wonderful, old pal. Let me help you carry it over to the cot, huh?
Oh, no, it ain't heavy.
Well, you know, old pal, old buddy, that food sure looks good. You know, I could get somebody else on that detail, you know.
No, sir, it serves me right. I deserve to be punished.
I'll let you drive my Jeep.
I don't know how to drive, and I ain't got no license.
Well, well, a brother California. Now, look, you half-baked lug, you give me a bite of that home cooking, or I'll beat you over the head with your head.
Pardon me, sir, a message.
Yeah, outside. This may be important.
A message, yes, sir. Lana Turner's giving a dinner, and she wants six men to come. Now, would any of you men... Gee, Sarge, why'd they get so excited about Lana Turner, huh?
I don't know. I guess she's a good cook.
Then we have the draftees, and on his way to the draft board, we find Clem, the fellow from the country.
On my way to the draft board. There's something about a soldier. There's something about a soldier. There's something about a soldier. Do, 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 do. Well, looky here. There's Daisy June's house, and there's her old man sitting at the window waving his feet at me. I'll knock on the door. Hello? Us is getting in a rut. Hey, Grandpa Gulp, this is Clem. Is Daisy June home?
Yeah, but you'll have to wait. She's milking the cow.
Oh, I'd like to see her. Where's she milking the cow?
Where's she milking the cow?
Yeah, where?
Ain't you never seen a cow? Hey, Clem, where are you going that you're wearing shoes?
Well, I... I'm going down to the draft board, Gramp, and stop ad-libbing. You used to be a soldier, didn't you?
Yep, Clem. Say, tell you what you do. Let me show you a few things. And when they see how smart you are, why, they'll make you officer.
They will?
Yes, sir. Come right over here, and I'll show you how to drill.
All right.
Attention! Board march! What happened?
I started off with both feet at the same time.
Well, forget that. Now I'll show you how to do about face.
Yep.
First, you put one foot to the back of you.
Yep.
Then you turn on the ball of the other foot.
Yep.
Ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay. About face!
Ooh.
What's the matter?
Why didn't you tell me I had to turn my neck, too? Hey, where is Daisy June? How long does it take her to milk a cow, anyhow?
Oh, plumb forgot. She's down at the village helping examine the boys at the draft board.
Okay, I'll see you later. Well, here I am at the draft board. Hey, miss.
Is that you, Clem?
Well, Daisy. Yeah, who do you think?
I thought somebody sent me a comic valentine.
Did you like my valentine?
Didn't get it. What was it?
It was a big heart. I made it myself, and it said, Stinky Love Stinky.
Cam, sometimes when I look at you, I think there's nobody to home.
Hmm?
I said with you, there was nobody home.
That's all right. I'll tell him when he comes in. Hey, Daisy June, if I don't get drafted, I'd like to help you with a women's ambulance corps.
Would you like driving an ambulance?
Sure, beat driving a car. When I hit a pedestrian, I could pick up and deliver.
Well, I better start your examination. Clem, here, stretch out on the ground.
Stretch out on the ground?
Yes. Hmm.
What are you going to do, kick dirt over me?
No, now, come on, lie down.
Sorry.
First, take off your shirt.
Oh, wait a
now
minute.
Your jersey.
Oh, no, take
now
it.
Your vest.
Oh.
Now your windbreaker.
Well, I'll be. I thought I lost that windbreaker last summer.
Now relax, Clem.
Hmm?
Act knocked out, will you?
How do you do that? Oh, now I remember.
You stick out your tongue. Further. Okay, now put it back before it gets cold.
Okay. Well, there goes my shoes. Say, do you think they'll take me, Daisy June?
Well, now I listen to your heart, Clem.
Mm-hmm.
Take your arm from around my neck.
Oh, I think you broke my arm.
What makes you think that?
It bends both ways.
Well, shall I break the other one?
What for?
Well, you want them to match, don't you? Now then, Clem, you go on into the Army, Doctor, for the rest of your examination.
Well, I'll say goodbye now, Daisy June, because they'll probably put me right on a train for camp.
Well, goodbye, Clem. Clem, how'd you make out? What's your classification?
I'm 104W.
104W? What does that mean?
I go right after women and children.
Thank you.
Ozzie Nelson and the orchestra have just played Pushing Along.
All right, boys, now step right up and I'll explain this little car to you.
What is it?
It's called a Jeep.
A what?
A Jeep. Jeep. Jeep.
Shall I get you some bite seat char, Sergeant?
Now, quiet, Corny, or I'll play beanbag with your bean. Now, if you were going to make a trip across rough country, which would you rather drive? One of these or a nice streamlined job?
I'll take this Jeep because it's built for endurance.
That's good, my boy. You show a good sense of value.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, here's another test for your sense of values. Which would you rather have in your home? A beautiful bridge table or a lot of colorful advertising? Certainly, you'll choose the bridge table, and your judgment is 100% right. And that's why Raleigh Cigarettes advertise to you with premiums in respect to your good judgment and good taste. You see, the magnificent premiums you get with Raleigh coupons are actually a form of Raleigh cigarette advertising. Yes, these luxury items are bought and paid for out of our profits, just as any other form of advertising. We have selected this plan of spending our advertising money with you so that you profit doubly from each pack of Raleighs you buy. First, you get a finer quality cigarette made with a choicer, the more expensive golden tobaccos. Second, you profit with bridge tables, silverware, electric clocks, and over 70 more luxurious Raleigh premiums. And in turn, we profit. Because each time you see these magnificent premiums, you're pleasantly reminded over and over again that it pays in many ways to smoke Raleighs. The next time, get the pack with the coupon on the back. Raleigh Cigarettes.
At every Army camp, we have visiting day. And driving up to the entrance, we find a lady and her little boy. So, Harriet... Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean old meanie, huh? Mommy, look, I had a soldier. Look at the stripes on me arm.
You'll have stripes somewhere else if you aren't careful.
Tom, Mommy, that is no time to start playing 20 mule team. Hey, Mommy, where's my BB gun? I want to play soldier.
Oh, that darn BB gun. I'm sorry I bought it for you.
Are you really sorry you bought my BB gun, Mommy?
Yes, I am.
I'll bet the streetlight people are sorrier.
We were having too many blackouts lately.
Hey, let me play. Let me go over the top.
Junior, you stop climbing over the seat to the car. You don't know the first thing about the Army.
Oh.
Well, we'll see. What do you know about Fort Sheridan?
Fort Sheridan?
Yes, why?
Well, I knew you had them, but I didn't think they would build a fort around, huh?
I'm talking about an Army camp, Junior. Look, I'll try again. What does KP mean?
Oh, that's easy. That means keep them peeling.
Oh, dear, you're as impossible as your father.
Hey, Ma, was Papa in the last war?
Yes, he was. He was attached to a French 75.
He was attached to a French 75?
Yes, what's wrong with that?
Nothing. He liked them much younger now, though, don't he?
Well, here we are at the Army camp.
Yeah, here we are.
Junior, now try and be good, will you? Are you going to be good?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Look, there's the guard.
Halt! Who goes there?
Nobody. We just stopped.
Junior, behave. Oh, sentry, my uncle is Major Gudmundson.
Don't let her kid you, bub. We is Japs.
Junior!
Oh, yes, I know now. The major left a pass for you. So will you proceed with caution?
Okay. Hey, mister, ain't your gun supposed to have a bayonet on it?
Why, sure, it's right. All right, put it back!
Don't you hit me.
No, don't you dare hit him. You let me do it. I know his weaknesses.
Yeah.
Look at that Jeep go!
Look, Junior, there's headquarters ahead.
Hey, what's that building over there with all the bars? Now I know why you brought me up here. This ain't no Army camp. It's a reform school. You stole me up the river. You double-crossed me. This is the dirtiest trick.
Junior! This is an Army camp. Look at the big guns.
Yeah, when I see big guns like that, it makes me wonder.
Makes you wonder what?
Why I waste my time with spitballs.
Here's headquarters now, Junior. Oh, look, there's the major.
Oh, it's you, Harriet. How are you, my dear?
Just fine, Uncle. You remember Junior, don't you?
Why, yes, I do. Of course I remember him.
Hey, Major, you got your fighting pants on?
My fighting pants? Why, I guess so, Junior. This is my uniform.
You're awful tight. I bet you bend over, you get blitzkrieg. Hey, Major, can I shoot that gun you was toting?
You don't want to shoot my gun, do you?
Yes, I do. I shot the cannon in front of the city hall and blew it up.
Junior, why do you say things like that?
I don't know. I guess I just wicked.
Shall we go inside, Harriet? I want you to meet Major Smith, Burnham, Yule, and Du Bois.
I would stay outside here.
Oh, no, you won't. Uncle Sam has spent too much money building up the morale of the men. I'm not going to let you change it.
You let me stay here, I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used to be a dachshund stretcher in a dog kennel.
Come on, Harriet. I'm sure Junior will be all right.
Well, here I am, going along. I think I will look around for some unlocked spare tires. No, I better not. I better be careful. They may lock me up for a spy. Look at that big gun over there. I think I will go over.
Hey, boy, get away from that gun.
Where you got that boy, Tuff? I is Major Junior.
You look more like Major Disaster.
Yeah. Hey, I understand there's a little trouble up in the front. Now, you go see what it is and report back to me.
What's your regiment?
Now, let's not get nosy, Bob. It's a military secret. Now, you find out what that trouble is up at the front.
All right, I'll be right back. I've got to get some help. Now, promise me you won't go near that gun.
I promise.
Well, your word's good enough for me. I'll go.
You don't know me very well, does he, Paul? Oh, look at this little door on that big gun. I think I will open it up. Gee, look at that gun barrel. I wonder if that's big enough to crawl in. It looks big enough to crawl in. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I will crawl in the gun barrel and stick me little head out the other end like a gopher. Boy, it's sure dark in here. I wonder how the little bullets find their way around. Sure it's deep, too. Uh-oh. What happened to that little hole I crawled in?
Here, Harriet, is one of the big guns. It's a 14-inch gun.
Oh, my. Are you using this for gun practice today?
Yes, we are, right now.
Uh-oh. That don't sound so good to me.
All right, men. Load the gun.
It's loaded, sir.
Take your positions.
In position, sir.
Ready to fire.
Wait a minute. Don't shoot.
That sounds like Junior. Where are you, Junior?
You pull that trigger, you find out.
What are you doing inside that gun?
I could tell you, but it would only lead to bloodshed.
You get out of there.
Oh, boy. Boy, I never do that again, boy. I too is scared, Mommy Doll. Go with me, Mommy Doll.
Oh, don't you Mommy Doll me. You're going to get the whipping of your life. Bend over.
Sure. Pardon me, Major Junior. I checked up on that trouble at the front.
Yeah, well, you stick around, bub, because now there's going to be a little trouble in the rear.
Your pipe will be a newfound friend when you switch to Sir Walter Raleigh. Sir Walter Raleigh gives you an exclusive, mellow, nut-like richness. It's full-bodied and tangy, yet smooth and mild. The perfect result of perfect blending, of precise curing and aging. And Sir Walter Raleigh's careful crimp cut assures cool, even burning. With all of this, Sir Walter Raleigh boasts a pleasingly fragrant He-Man aroma. It's the quality pipe tobacco of America, yet available at the price of just ordinary tobacco. Tonight, try Sir Walter Raleigh.
Remember, we'll all be back again next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton.
Goodbye now.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.